I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. For dairy producers, it's that time of year to take care of both internal and external parasites. Dr. Tom Van Dyke is Veterinary Services Manager for Muriel.
Well, a good program not only controls parasites, but keeps them from also getting reinfected. They really are thinking about external parasites this time of year, like lice and mange. They can visibly see the damage done to their cattle during the winter because they lose hair, they scratch, and they spend some time scratching and in discomfort rather than eating and producing milk, and so they can see that damage. The internal parasites actually rob nutrients, interfere with cattle's appetite, and just overall efficiency. So if they can control both internal and external parasites, they get the benefits of both. And then, you know, your young stock is also, that's equally important. In fact, it's much more important. The young stock are maybe have more pasture exposure and where they can really pick up the parasite. And those internal parasites can, again, rob them of the nutrients they need to grow. And it's important to have these heifers in the milk line as quickly as possible, as early age as possible, and as big as possible. And these parasites can interfere with that.
At what age should you start weaning?
You probably ought to start as they are going out on grass. If they're going to be, you know, exposed to pasture, definitely as they go out or within 2 or 3 weeks after they're out on pasture. Usually you think if the cattle are consuming a good amount of forage, especially on a pasture situation, that's a good time to start. It's usually, though, you know, if you want an age, probably about 3 months is probably about the time they start. But it's more seasonal. You know, it's grass-based or pasture-based.
Speaking of seasonal, still a good rule of thumb twice a year, spring, fall?
That is a good rule of thumb. There's also been found that if it's possible, maybe a midsummer deworming can really provide some benefits. And the reason is if cattle are out on pasture, they are not only picking up new parasites, but they're spreading more eggs on the pasture. So if you can deworm as they go out and then maybe midsummer you control them again, then that will decrease the spread of parasites onto the pasture. So it just decreases overall the exposure.
What about more and more animals now are in confinement operations and they aren't exposed to pasture? Still susceptible?
That's a great question, and people, I think, who are on total confinement have a false sense of security. Surely, cattle that are confined will not have as great a level of exposure, but it's also been, we've also found across the country, we've run tests on cattle that were totally confined. They still have worm eggs in their manure so that we know they're infected, so you don't know who those are. So it's still a good idea to go ahead and practice parasite control.
How do you go about selecting the product? There's a lot of competitive products out there.
First off, in the adult herd, the producers are worried about externals, so we would like to have a product that controls external parasites like lice and mange. We're saying that there's also probably in many dairies, even though they don't think there are internal parasites, so we would like to have one that also controls internal parasites. And on a dairy farm, we definitely want to know that there won't be any milk withholding so the producer can treat the whole herd, not worry about throwing away the milk. Then you want one that kills the most parasites.
Dr. Tom Van Dyke with Muriel. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.